Michelle Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi.
So now that leaves are falling, and they are, let's talk about that whole leaf phenomenon.
Sure. Yeah, what a fall we had with the leaves just, you know, lasting for so long. That was really just so spectacular. And so fun to be able to enjoy them up in the trees and in the understory for so long. But we wouldn't want that to go on forever.
We wouldn't?
No, we wouldn't. Even I wouldn't, as much as I enjoy them. It's fun to see them on the ground, too. The aesthetics of that is also appealing to me. But even more important is that leaves falling down play, you know, really a very critical role in the functioning of our forest ecosystems.
Yeah, if you didn't have leaf litter, you wouldn't have lots of stuff going on.
Exactly, right. And so fresh leaves coming down that form that are basically by the time we get into the winter are pretty much unchanged. They might be slightly decayed. They're brown, of course, but they look pretty fresh in terms of their shape, and they're still got some leafy texture to them, and they're very recognizable from whatever plant they came from, as well as those leaves that are in various stages of decay that have fallen in the past and create that beautiful humus layer that is a part of many of our forest ecosystems. Those two things together create this amazing blanket across the forest floor that are essential both to the plants that they come from by protecting their roots and the crowns of the herbaceous species that also live in the forest from, you know, direct contact with the elements, wind and snow, but also provide an extra insulating blanket that makes a big difference to the plants themselves that the leaves came from, but also to all these other creatures that live on the forest floor. So we have creatures that directly benefit from all these leaves coming down. And those are the leaves of the other plants too in the forest, not just the trees and shrubs, but all the leaves. But of course, woody things provide most of the leaves. So there's invertebrates of many, many, many different kinds. There are bacteria, there are fungi, all of which are kind of the principal elements of the decomposers in the forest. And so they benefit directly from all this organic material coming down, and they set to work on it right away. And they, in turn, are transforming that organic material into forms that are more readily then available to the plants again. So this leaf fall thing is probably the most grandiose and obvious recycling program that our forests have. And it's there for us all to witness kind of from start to finish, because any one of us can go out and see the fresh leaves, look at the partially decayed leaves that have benefited from the decomposers and that collection of litter and humus that is protecting the plants, and then also protecting lots of organisms. We've talked about frogs, for instance, all the different frogs that salamanders that are part of our place here that don't spend the winter in the water. They spend the winter on land. And where do they spend the winter? They spend the winter under the cover of this wonderful leafy litter. And that provides them also with insulation from the cold that's coming, but also from getting warmed up too fast. Once the snow melts, we can have some very warm days, but then, boom, winter's back. You get these extended periods of the kind of time of year when all of us wish, you know, we could maybe leave. And some do, but the frogs and toads and salamanders can't go anywhere. So they're protected from those big swings under there. It also provides them cover from potential predators over the winter. So that leafy litter and humus really play a key role in the ecosystem and both its nutrient cycling and as habitat for many other species. The existence of that is jeopardized by the presence of earthworms. So just based on what we've talked about so far, it's easy to see how the absence of the litter and the humus would be a detriment to both plants and animals that are part of the forest. But there's a less obvious difference that that makes, and that is in how the hydrology of our forests change as the litter disappears. So all throughout the summer, the leafy canopy of trees protects the surface of the ground and the soil from being beaten up every time it rains. You think of some of those really hard rains that we have. Well, that's all slowed down by the leaves, right, that catch and slow down that water. So that means that more water stays in the soil, is better retention, there's less surface runoff. And the same is true once the leaves come down. They prevent severe runoff. When we have our late fall rains, surface runoff without litter is like sheet runoff. And if you go to forests where the litter has disappeared through the work of earthworms, you see that kind of severe sheet runoff happens, which of course then has a significant effect on water quality in our streams and lakes. So the protection that that leafy litter offers to the soil and the capacity that that provides for water to be absorbed more fully into the soil and be beneficial to plants and soil-dwelling organisms is a key component of healthy ecosystem functioning.
And just to be absolutely clear, leaves fall off trees, they don't jump off.
Well, I don't know. I haven't asked.
Jill Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand falling leaves.
You're welcome.